This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Let us continue here. So, shook hands with Jim Lorenzen, seemed like a nice guy. Coral Lorenzen said, oh, you're the guy who ran that photo in your magazine without our permission. There's something called fair use, ladies and gentlemen. So I ran this magazine called The UFO Reporter, pre-caveat emptor days. And I ran this picture with a credit. It was a picture of Lonnie Zamora. Now, to make things clear, this was a photo that had appeared in lots of places, and I gave credit for it, but I didn't know that she took it. And she says, we spent $100 to take that photo. How dare you? This was, what, 1965? 10 years later. The first thing that came to her mind when she saw me was, because I looked pretty much the same except being 10 years older, oh, you're the one who ran that photo. And I thought to myself, really, really, is that all she has thought about in 10 years?
Yeah, probably so. Where you were concerned, that was forever associated in her mind. That convention, I just decided, as I said in my first and only self-published book, Saucers and Saucerers, which is totally out of print, so good luck finding it. Some rare book people have it. I don't get anything for it, and I never did. I mean, it was for a dollar. In fact, it was that book I got in my original fight with Jerry Clark. But anyway, at that convention, I was very concerned because the big UFO groups, which I thought by then, I was convinced they were on totally the wrong track and were people like Coral Lorenzen and Dick Hall, and I would not abide that. So I went up a week early, and all the radio interviews that were available locally, I set a tone for the convention. I think I was there with Rick and Ed Beeble, or I forget who was there, but we had a little group of people that, you know, we're basically sabotaging the convention. And I do remember that everybody who was alive in ufology was there, as they were at that convention that Fate put on in Chicago in the same era. In fact, Kenneth Arnold was there. Margaret Mead was there. I mean, it was briefly with Mosley chasing her for an autograph. But I do remember that one of the things that I wanted to do was any press that was there, and there was some, to give a pretty much what I've been saying tonight with Psalm Quantum, because I wasn't yet sufficiently versed in that to defend the position. Just my instinct was we need a theory that is more in line with alternate dimensions concepts rather than spaceship. Gene and I and two or three other people, I hope you remember this, Gene, because sometimes you don't remember my story like the Wannacue story. But we went to a hotel room with a reporter from, it may have been the National Enquirer or one of their competitors. I think it was one of their competitors at that time. Major circulation, but, you know, they were looking for a flying saucer story. And we basically said, you know, these theories that people have don't correspond to the phenomena as it is manifesting. And we went on and on and on, as I will tend to do. And Gene was doing it too. And this reporter is just writing things down and taking it all in. And then when we ran out of breath or ran out of something to drink or whatever we were doing, or smoking, as the case may have been, the guy didn't say anything for a minute, like he was trying to figure out what would be the diplomatic thing to say at this point. He looked at us and he said, you guys don't believe any of this stuff, do we? Stuff was not the word he used, as I recall. And we just smiled and said, no, we don't. We don't believe in NICAP. We don't believe in fairies. We don't believe... we don't believe that the moon is inhabited. We don't believe. And he was just like, then what are you doing at this convention? And he said something like, trying to save ufology. And whether he got it or not, I don't know. So I remember his article, which came out a week or two later, was at every checkout in the United States and Texas, was very favorable to us and not so favorable to the convention organizers. But I got Charlie Hickson drunk and got his drunken version of his story, and it checked out. I mean, he was under the table. I wasn't. The story stayed the same. So I did the right kind of interview. I can't imagine Coral Lorenzen doing that kind of interview with Hickson. She might have bought into his story, but it was the cold, sober version, and she didn't apparently know any good Latin, because in vino veritas. Actually, it was more like bourbon, because Mosley was there, and it had to be. But
I remember when I used to visit Mosley every night, he'd have Vat 69 whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have something that you smoke and inhale.
Mm-hmm. And he had a light organ. That was his only technological device. At least he did.
One of those things you plug into your stereo that would, like, go with the music, that type of thing?
Yeah, a very early version of that. You know, it was simple. It got activated. Our lights got activated, and it was behind a plastic thing. I had one,
right.
too.
You got it from Radio Shack or something, right?
Yeah, but he got it. I mean, it was a big one. Jim was well-to-do, and it was a big one. I had, you know, like 14 different ones, but then I had every gadget in the universe because I was a gadgeteer, still am. I just don't.
So what was the trippy music back then that you'd listen to? Like, what, Jefferson Airplane? Or was that even too?
That's
too
not trippy.
No? Okay, what would be trippy back in those days?
MC5, maybe. I don't know what Jim's taste in music was.
This is before Pink Floyd, I guess, eh?
He used hemp instead of hip. That says something. I mean, consider he was a generation older than us, and by rights should have been dead many, many years ago. But actually, I mean, because like I said, I don't think I ever saw him draw a sober breath or not have a cigarette in his mouth. But he did live into his 80s, so.
Yeah, but his father did, too. His father outlived him, unfortunately. And there are lots of things that can be said about that, other than his father was an anti-Semite.
Yes, and he lived in Atlanta and was an associate of Gerald L. K. Smith, the most notorious anti-Semite in America. So were some Smith's associates, included several members of the NICAP board. However,
Wait, which ones?
I don't remember. I mean, they were the original list, and where I got the original list was Ray Palmer printed it. So you've still got copies of Flying Saucers, which I don't. You will find it in his anti-NICAP issue, which I think we provoked, right?
Yes, indeed. We provoked a lot of things, but this is where we were at our peak.
Yes, we were. We were fine young men dedicated to mayhem and truth. Justice and the Canadian way. Old Canada.
And we're legalizing up here this summer, by the way.
So I understand. Which,
yeah.
Just think, a couple of former teen ufologists takes over the industry.
Hey, let's go back a bit.
We just outlived everybody. That's
Alan.
Poor Halpern. He's actually an intellectual and an academic, and, of course, nobody pays any attention to him except me. You know, I mean, he publishes this blog on WordPress, which, you know, sort of dooms it right there. But it's a really, really – it would go over really well in Calgary, although he's in North Carolina now, I think. An unlikely place for him.
He's been on the Paracast a couple of times.
Oh, he came to the reunion of the National UFO Conference, and we had a good time together because I don't know anybody else that speaks fairly fluent Hebrew, and he does. So we between my interviews with Beckley, I didn't interview him. He interviewed me.
You know, we got to do our break here, folks. Got to do our break. Alan Greenfield, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, and you're in
the Paracast. Cast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This is apropos of nothing. So it's obvious that we can have David Halpern and Alan Greenfield speak Hebrew. I saw this recording that was made of Leonard Nimoy, maybe a year or two before he died, speaking Yiddish. The entire interview was in Yiddish.
Billie Holiday speaking Yiddish. It's contagious. Go ahead.
So let's see. Yiddish is contagious.
Of course.
So how does that relate to UFOs?
You got me there. The golem, the dibbuk, are both phenomena that are nearly identical to the phenomena that you have in abduction cases. Zoigetis.
So therefore, E.T. speaks Yiddish.
Only if you ask him to.
Just think, in the movie Earth vs. the Flying Saucers, the aliens could speak every language.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Well,
that would be really ironic, that whole thing there, because the Nazis claim to be in cahoots with them as well. And, of course, we've got the UFOs with the Nazi insignia on it. So if they were in any way Jewish,
I did a show on that on TV on the History Channel, one of many that I did on the History Channel, until I said, this is a bunch of hooey, to be polite about it. And they never invited me back after that. But anyway, I think the whole Nazi UFO connection is someone translate for me. I know the translation, but I really don't know how to do it on a program that young folks might be listening to.
Well, Alan, getting back to the multidimensional or the alternate universe idea, we may have touched on this last time you were on the show. I'm not sure. But we have this thing that's become a little bit more popular out there on the YouTube and so on, where it's called the Mandela effect.
Mm-hmm.
What they think is that, you know, where one of the ideas of this is that we're getting these pieces of reality mixed up. Some people maybe slide through some kind of a sliding door into another reality where it seems to be the same, and then yet certain things are just different. What's your take on that? Is it just people's bad memory, or do you think this could be there could be something to this?
I think that most of them are, in fact, being forgetful about something and remembering Nelson Mandela was in jail, and then he got out of jail, and then he became the president of South Africa. I mean, that's a pretty big climb, aside from anything else that you might say about it. And people remembering his funeral is sort of the conflation of the fact that he was still alive when the Mandela effect was coined in that way, because he was, in fact, still alive until, 2 years ago? 5 years ago, maybe. Time.
Yeah, in your reality, I'm one of those people that remember both, and I've talked to a few other people who remember both. They go, yeah, I remember he died in jail, and there was a big funeral and everything. And this is what I remembered, because I was when he was let out of jail, I was like, what? How? What's going on here? Because I was one of those people who had remembered his whole memoriam thing.
Well,
so there's no conflating.
Elaborate.
You can't really conflate something that hasn't happened yet, right?
Well,
if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, you could conflate some other South African activist, like what was the one that was killed in the middle of the anti-apartheid struggle, and there was a big funeral for him, and you may have seen or heard about that. But I'm not going to try to rationalize it. I mean, I'm just saying that often, maybe I picked a poor example because you have a better memory of that. But like Billy Graham's funeral, Billy Graham died three times. I mean, he finally actually died, but he was, you know, like pushing 100 at the time. In fact, he outlived his time. It was a little sad. He barely made a ripple on the news. Bill Maher said he was glad he was dead or something, but that was.
Well, I guess maybe just to make it a little more interesting, you know, the story you were telling about there was the gray little man that was seen walking past some people. Okay, so I'm thinking that if there is some truth to this interdimensional or alternate universe hypothesis, that maybe it's the same situation for them in many cases as it is for us. In other words, you know, he might find himself this little alien guy walking along through some familiar path, wherever his universe is. And then suddenly find himself walking down a street, wherever, going, what the heck is this? And then just disappearing back into his realm and then telling the same story on that side. Like, I was just in this place. I have no idea where it is or where it was. Maybe it's just as mysterious to them as it is to us.
Yeah, I think that's probably the explanation for a lot of those cases in terms of memories that don't jibe with the historical record, the recent historical record. I like to say we can't agree about the last war. How are we going to agree about things that happened 1,000 years ago? You know, that's there's some truth in that. But history has a speculative edge to it that is annoying to people like me that are very, very much history junkies. But
of course, history is owned by the victors, as they say.
And not always. I mean, you know, probably the Gnostic scriptures that were dug up are at this point more fascinating to more people than conventional biblical studies, simply because they were suppressed for so long, and then they were stumbled upon, literally. Not,
you mean like the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Yeah.
They
were both stumbled upon at approximately the same time in different countries, but at the time that the State of Israel came into at the end of the Holocaust, you can make that, say this is a synchronicity or this is a significant chain of events, or one has nothing to do with the other, or it has a causal relationship, as in things were being stirred up in the Holy Land, and therefore the Bedouin were out searching for things to either burn or sell to, the economic explanations, semi-Marxian stuff. But as I said, Marx and Jesus have gone the way of all flesh. So we have to come up with something new and better than that. Anyway, I think there's some credibility to that. And there are even more dramatic stories, like the woman who woke up in the wrong world and the guy who was I can cite the specifics here, but I can't do it offhand. I would have to go to my sources. But
I'll paraphrase. It sounds like it could be interesting.
And before you paraphrase, Alan Greenfield, ladies and gentlemen, is preparing to paraphrase. He's meditating right now. I see him. And he's pursing his lips, or he's giving his wife her purse or something like that, or saying om or whatever. We've got Alan and Gene and Randall. You're in.
The Paracast.
The Paracast. Paracast, 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 Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
All eyes on Monday are on President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now we're hearing after the meeting on Monday there will be a joint news conference. Senator Lindsey Graham has a prediction for this meeting.
I have a lot of faith in President Trump. Putin ran over Obama because he was so weak in the eyes of President Putin. President Trump needs to convince President Putin that he wants a better relationship, but things have to change to get it. At the end of the day, Putin doesn't respect Trump, this will be a failed summit. I believe that President Trump is going to lay out what a good relationship will look like and challenge Putin to get there. And if he fails to get there, that Trump's going to convince him, unlike Bush, unlike Obama, you'll pay a price on my watch.
A new Gallup survey shows that 62% of Americans believe China's trade policy towards the United States is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Alan want a cracker? Alan want a cracker?
Parrot psychology.
Yeah. This is married to a girl that had one of those African greys, which are the most intelligent bird, I think, and it would say things like, "Hey, come here," and if you went over it, it'd bite you with its great big beak. Just thought I would pass that along to
you. Okay, you were going to tell us a story about one of the incidents.
Okay, so this woman, I believe it was in Southern California, maybe San Diego. I'll have to look up the case, but the general outline is, she awoke next to the person who was the husband of her physical body and said, "Where am I?" And she had not suffered a stroke or anything. I mean, she was from another universe as far as what she said was concerned. She was not married to this guy. She didn't live in Southern California. She was from the Portuguese Republic of America or something, you know, some plausible variation of history. Of course, you know, since she persisted in saying that sort of thing, they did, fMRI and various psych tests. Apparently, there was nothing wrong with her other than the distress that she had at waking up in a different world altogether. Another story of the same sort was a guy who was driving to his hometown. It sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, but it's not. It actually happened. And he arrives, and it's a different town altogether. It's not just that his memories are of, if I go to my hometown, it is definitely, I assure you, quite different from the way it was when I was a kid. But you can tell this was a different town altogether, with different streets and different, but with the same name and the same geographical location. And he was totally at a loss as to where he had made a wrong turn, as it were, into another reality. And then, of course, there's the famous case in Japan of the guy who came from a country that doesn't exist. Tarag, I think, was the name of the country he was from. And then, of course, he had a passport. It looked legitimate. He had plausible stories about this place. And he just gotten off a plane. And there was the man from Tarag. And I believe he, if I remember right, he just vanished shortly thereafter. So maybe all of these are cases of, if they're not deceptions or cases of mental illness, maybe they're all people that the difference between realities is very, very permeable, much more so than we generally realize. And that, in fact, reality is on very shaky grounds, and that more than occasionally, things slide in from other realities and out to other realities. And it happens so often that it's just part of our world. We kind of filter it out because if we thought too much about it, we might not be able to handle it. But a dramatic example like the ones I was citing, and people will, you know, glam on those. I have several that are, you know, personal to me that...
Well, let's hear one.
Well, they are personal. I mean, I'll tell you one, and you'll see what level of sensitivity they are. Gene knew my parents, and my mother outlived my father by, 25 years, and she had a strange... Not strange in the supernatural sense, just a hard to diagnose illness for a while, that after which we got to be buds a lot better. That is, there was a lot more candor, and she told me a lot of stuff about my father that I had never known, and it was strange stuff. But then she told me that he had died of pancreatic cancer. Well, he didn't. My memory is very clear. He died of stomach cancer. Now, granted that they are nearby organs and some of the symptoms are the same, but this was something that she was saying as well. It was stomach cancer, a slow-growing, long-term thing, and he spent a year dying, so it was most unpleasant. You don't forget stuff like that. Well, neither would my mother. She was sharp as a tack to the end of her life. And yet we remembered it very differently. Now, I have a shallow theory as to what may have been a conflation on her part. Couldn't be me. I'm never wrong. But that's a very, very strange thing. I mean, that's an important event in both of our lives, and yet we remembered it a different diagnosis altogether.
Yeah, people seem to have those types of experiences like that, where it can be really dramatic, like the initial stories you were telling, or it can just be simple things like a person spontaneous dematerialization of stuff. You say drop something, or you place something somewhere, and you know that you placed it there. You go back and you look, and it's just not there, and there's no explanation for why it's not there, and 6 weeks later, it shows up exactly where you'd looked 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. And I think just about everyone has experienced that in their life. Either that or I need to get therapy. I'm not sure.
No, I've had that experience. Now, I've had, like, when I moved from the little redneck town that I was living in to the Jewish Tower, some things got misplaced, and I have since found most of them. And if I don't find them, I assume that my son, who was living there as well, may have gotten them. Or they're somewhere here, but I've not unpacked everything. And I, like I said, I've found some of the things that I was missing. So that's not the same. And the white sock and the, you know, the one sock in the dryer, probably not going to another universe, is picking up static electricity and clinging to some shirt somewhere. And if it shows up eventually, okay. If it doesn't, it, you know, was in the shirt, you wore the shirt, dropped out of the shirt, you went while you were out in public, and is gone. I mean, but that's very common. However, if it's something like
a photo or a memento or something, and you sit it in a just-so place, and it sits in that just-so place all the time, and it's gone. And you look in the just-so place, and then you look down on the floor, anywhere it might have bounced. You go get a flashlight. Does this sound familiar? You get a flashlight, you look around for it, isn't there. 3 weeks later, you go to get something else in the cabinet, and there it is. That's where it was supposed to be in the first place. So is somebody playing a trick on you? Possibly, but who has access? If nobody has access, it's very strange.
Let me give you the story. My story, reading glasses. I have reading glasses and contact lenses and glasses with progressive lenses. And so I took off my reading glasses and returned back to my office area, and they're gone. I have a second set. Didn't make a big difference. But where are my reading glasses? And I asked Barbara, where are they? I don't know. I didn't steal them. First comment, are you saying I stole them? No, I didn't say that. I just don't know where they are. 2 weeks later, I'm looking over at my inkjet printer, which is straight ahead. Now, I stare at that printer all the time when I'm recording a show, or at least when I was living in this particular location, I would stare towards the left. Not that the show was left wing, but I'd stare towards the left and I'd look at the printer. Right in front of the printer, I found the glasses. Now, I looked at that printer between the time they disappeared and the time I saw them again, probably 50 times. But suddenly, they appeared, and this is going to make us disappear for a couple of minutes. A strange power called commercials. With Gene Steinberg, Randall Murphy, Alan Greenfield, you're in.
A Paracast, cast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
When Alan Greenfield does that voice, I think his head's going to start spinning around.
How do you know it isn't? We're not on video. I don't have a camera at the moment.
Yes, but I could see you. You see my hand coming in through the liquid coding on your computer screen?
If you get threatening, I'll show that picture of you and Ralph Lael. And you still have that recording? That would be a very valuable item to transfer to disk, digitalize.
I ran across a few tapes the other day when I was opening an old box. Unfortunately, that box is in storage now, but if I ever go back, I would turn on a tape recorder and see what's going on.
I transferred a lot of things to digital media, and I threw all my cassettes away because I have nothing left to play them on. But I do have, like, the MUFON 1971 convention, which I simultaneously went to, and because there was another meeting in St. Louis to organize something called the Libertarian Party, I went to that, too. So I'm not a libertarian, but I went anyway. It seemed to be where the action might be. And I have an interview with Stan Friedman on it, a long interview, where actually we were discussing some of the stuff we're discussing tonight. Of course, his view was very conventional, you know, Roswell, other things. Roswell, a balloon, or something like a balloon. No, there were bodies there. Yeah, sure. And if you believe that, I have a bridge that goes to Brooklyn. Gene will tell you all about it.
Well, you see, you first have to pay to buy the bridge. And because we've learned from the great Bernie Madoff, we sell the bridge and we return a profit to the first 50 people who buy the bridge. Unfortunately, the next 2,000 people who buy the bridge, well, there it goes.
Bernie Madoff. He disappeared completely. He must have been abducted by aliens or Salvadorian aliens. I haven't seen him around. You know how, by the way, if you want to really go into the spookier side of the alternate dimensions notion, it gets almost to be Shaverian because the number of people who disappear without a trace and don't show back up every year is amazingly high. You know, some are people that have been sold into slavery and sex trade and whatever, but it's a staggering number. I can't tell you what it is offhand, but it's like 6 or 7 figures every year. And I'm not talking about cases of disappearances that show up or people who had reason. I'm sure Bernie Madoff, if he had had the opportunity, would have made off. But instead of breaking rocks or whatever they do these days in the the extra country in North America known as the American prison system. It's a large number of people that just drop off the face of the earth. I say that the Andrew Lang case was a made-up thing. It wasn't made up by Frank Edwards. He got it from an 1890s newspaper, which on a dull day, every newspaper in those days would make up a story, sort of like the Inquirer now, but the Federal Inquirer, as it will become known. I think that that's an astonishing number and begs for some sort of a weird explanation of some sort. Shaver would have said, oh, I took them to the caves. But between that and dropping out of our dimension into another, maybe the Andrew Lang case is a parallel to things that have actually happened routinely all the time, because he disappeared right in front of people. And I've just been binge-watching one of my favorite...
The Andrew Lang case? Maybe I'm not familiar with that. What is that about?
You've probably read it and forgotten about it, because Frank Edwards definitely had it in one of his early books. I knew, because when I was a teen, I read everything he wrote, and it was in either Stranger Than Science or Strangest of All. I'm sure of that. 35-cent paperback.
Quite possible. Can you remind the audience?
In the 1890s, as I recall, may have been as far back as the 1880s, a man and his family were living on a farm, I think, somewhere here in the South, but where, I don't know. It's all south to you, so it doesn't matter. Not you, Gene. It's all north to you. It's all north to the north, and to the south is a wall, a great big Chinese wall. And it will have as big an effect as the Great Wall of China did. None.
Well, maybe fewer people will go missing. So you're Andrew Lang.
So David Politis, you think he's on to something?
Yeah, that's a, you know, I would not naysay it. Lang disappeared in front of his family. And for days thereafter, you could hear his voice in the air. But then that died down and he was gone. Now, maybe the earth swallowed him up. There are sinkholes in Florida, interestingly enough, in the same areas where you see UFOs and have close encounter cases. There are also sinkholes that swallow cars occasionally. But this was in North Carolina or somewhere like that, and not a likely place for it to be a sinkhole. And they didn't see a sinkhole. They just, one second he's there, and the next minute he's departed. Next second he's departed. Like the series The Leftovers, which I'm very fond of.
I'm going to commit the great sin here and mention that there was a Star Trek episode where there was some sort of transporter accident, and Kirk ended up floating in between realities, and he'd appear in some part of the ship to some people and then disappear, and Bones thought that she was going nuts and that people were just seeing things, but he was really just stuck in between dimensions somehow, floating around.
The original Star Trek, I bought every episode.
You know, it's very interesting in these early days, Alan and I, we'd call each other a lot, or he'd call me more often than I him because he had more money then. And I remember distinctively when Batman was on, the first season, Batman was on.
You mean like with Adam West?
Adam West and Burt Ward. It was twice a week, I think, Wednesday and Thursday.
Did you accidentally summon me?
Batgirl. It's Batgirl, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Batgirl. I really wasn't prepared for this, but there she is, Batgirl. So anyway, we would talk on the phone for like half an hour about that stupid episode that we were watching at the age of, you know, whenever, 1966, I think it was.
Yeah, well, actually, one time when I was in New York, I don't remember what the occasion was, but you and I went to a movie, and aside for your telling me how you got out of the draft, it was a patriotic move, I think.
I didn't have bone spurs.
No. You told me a story about glasses and staying up all night, so your eyes were blurred. And we watched one of the two Batman serials from the 1940s complete at some theater in Midtown Manhattan, that secondary theater. Do you remember that?
Yes, Lewis Wilson played Batman. And the costume was so amateurish. Listen, Alan Greenfield, we need to ask you if we want to know more about the things you do or don't do. Where do we check you out?
Go to my Facebook page now. There are a lot of places you can see my stuff, and you can just Google my name. That's Alan, A-L-L-E-N, Greenfield, like it sounds. and you will see me all over the internet because I've been on it since it was the ARPANET. So it goes back a long way. But then my Facebook page is under T. Allen Greenfield Author. That's not my design. I had another page and they pulled it during the period where they decided the mean old Russians in Leningrad or whatever they call it, St. Petersburg, excuse me, I just committed heresy, were infiltrating Facebook. This sounds incredibly familiar.
Let's end it there because we'll leave a cliffhanger for the next appearance of Allen Greenfield. He should be on more often.
I sure should.
Yes, he
more
should,
than
sure.
Once a year.
Yes, and guess what? Allen and Randall will be featured also on this week's After the Paracast to continue this discussion. You can find us on Facebook. We have two Facebook fan clubs until they decide if they were infiltrated and make it one. I have no idea. We're the Paracast on Twitter. We have the Paracast Plus, where you can get a copy of the show free of the network ads. And you can also get the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next. And guess what? We don't either. That's what makes it so much fun. And you can learn more if you go to plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. We give you instructions, simple sign up, all that good stuff. Special thanks to our guest co-host, J. Randall Murphy, and to Allen Greenfield, the one, the only, my best friend, or one of my best friends. Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.